Well, going back to work, we had the victory parade, and then we had the Tuesday was, the celebration in that at Lambeau Field, but then Wednesday was evaluation with the coordinators and worked throughout the week. The staff was given off that Thursday and Friday, and in the following week, and went back to work this past Monday. But I was able to get out of town this past weekend. Actually, lost a dear friend in Kessie Adam down in Austin, Texas, and attended his funeral. But it's the Indianapolis Combine's here, and this is, in my mind, has always been the kickoff to the next season, and that's the way that's the way I view it. So I'm always excited to come here as an assistant coach or as a coordinator and even as a head coach, because it illustrates a new opportunity. And this is exciting times for us as an organization, but we're focused on the next season, putting together another excellent draft class to complement our football team. Well, I'd say that our football team represents what you can accomplish going through the draft. That's a credit to Ted Thompson and our personnel staff. We're a draft and development program. We have been for the last 5 years. We'll continue to do so. And this is a very important draft class for our football team to keep the competition at a high level in the locker room, to keep the depth of our football team as deep as possible, especially the lesson that we learned this year going through this past season is a very good experience for us to draw from. So we believe in the draft. It's been good for us. Sure. Very, very excited about our changes on the offensive staff. Edgar Bennett is an outstanding football coach. It's an opportunity that he's very excited about, moving to the wide receiver position. The changes that we've made, along with Jerry Fontenot, moving from assistant offensive line to running back, bringing back Joel, who's an intern with us in training camp, to be offensive quality control. John Rushing will go from offensive quality control. They'll be assistant wide receivers and also work with the special teams. This is something we've been preparing for. We feel we have an outstanding coaching staff on all three phases of our football team. We have very good young coaches. Frankly, I'm excited to promote. This is something that we had the foresight of having guys work together, like Jerry works with the offensive line, but also the offensive line and the running backs do a lot together. There's a lot of group meetings that they interact together. Eggers is extremely excited about expanding his horizons of coaching the wide receivers, and he'll do an outstanding job there. So Joe Philbin is going to get back a little more involved with the offensive line. And it's a good coaching staff, and we feel that we need to get better as an offense, and his staff will get it done. Well, I mean, you have other coaches that work on special teams, but John Rushing will have special team responsibility, yes. We have more than three coaches special teams, but John Rushing will have special team responsibility.
Mike, what does the Super Bowl Aaron indicate? Have you guys stopped stripping
your
first 15
plays? I will say sometime last year. The first 15, it's has a strong history that goes along with the West Coast offense. I know it's something that I've been a part of since 1989. Frankly, I got away from the first 15 because I thought there was too much emphasis on the initial first couple calls in the game. And, I didn't like the result of some of the conversations that had taken place. So we do spend a lot of time on the first situational call. We do the first 15 different than different staffs I've been on in the past. We don't script it. We've never scripted the first 15 plays as we see them coming in the game. We would always script them. We call them the first 15 thoughts as far as how we feel the game's going to be played, normal down and distance, what we were trying to accomplish in the early stages of the game, how the defense reacts to us and so forth. So the philosophy's still there. We just don't spend the time of putting the first 15 and making a major emphasis on it the day before the game, like that has been done in the past.
Coach, you mentioned wanting to get better on offense.
Score more points. I mean, I think the best offense in the league is the offense that scores the most points, and that'll be our number one focus. and break it down simply is, you know, run the football better, pass protect better, and have more production in the passing game. So we'll go through our scheme evaluation like we do every year. That won't change, and we plan on being a better offense next year. Well, it's a 16-game schedule. That has always been our focus, and there's a reason why you play all 16 games. There's never any reason to panic after week four, or week eight. We had a number of challenges, just like every team has challenges throughout the season. So, our football team never lost sight of the fact that we still controlled our own destiny, and everything that we wanted to accomplish was always in front of us. We never needed help from any other team as long as we took care of business. Having to win the game against the Giants and having to beat Chicago the last game of the year, those are great games to build off of going into a playoff race. So I think it gets you battle tested. It gets you in that playoff mindset a little earlier, and then maybe your opponent that you're playing in the playoffs. So. And it was definitely a wave that we were able to ride going into the playoffs. I'm going to have to apologize because I'm very behind in the draft as far as looking at college players. So, but. I'm looking forward to breaking those guys down, and we've always taken a close look at all the quarterbacks because you never have enough quarterbacks. I don't think we'll be picking one in the first round this year, but we'll definitely take a close look at that whole class. I think any time you add, education and experience to a medical situation, especially towards player safety, it's a positive. Having the opportunity to coach quarterbacks in this league, the ability to look into quarterbacks' eyes during timeouts, during the course of the game, is something that I've always relied on. But I'm not a doctor, so I think that the ability to increase the medical participation, to have more structure, to have more information, and they'll do a better job with that. So I think any time changes are made in regards to player safety, it's a positive.
Anthony Sherman, fullback, Connecticut, table two.
I'm sorry? Dilla? Well, I think we have an extremely competitive division. You talk about Chicago, won a division this year, hosted the NFC Championship game. Minnesota is a big rival for us, and frankly, I think Detroit is a very good football team, and they're a distinctly different football team in how they play, defensively, that you have to prepare for. So, I think our division's as competitive as any in the National Football League, and I think it's going to be better next year. So, Chicago and Minnesota have had great runs here and of late. We had a good season this year also, but I think Detroit is definitely a football team that the rest of the NFL needs to be aware of. Well, I think any time you have someone on your football team, whether it's a kick returner or a perimeter player that can make progress in a specific area, whether it's a return game, in the passing game, that brings high quality production to your football team. It's of importance. Our draft board, our draft process won't change. Kick returner. The punt, the kickoff. Those are one of many things we want to improve on as a football team next year. So whether it's by individual, but whether it's by scheme, whether it's by fundamental, those are all things we'll definitely try to improve on. Well, I mean, I go back to the interview process with Ted Thompson. He stated clearly he wanted to build a partnership, build a program, and we've been able to do that since day one. He's a very easy individual to work with. He's an excellent communicator. You know, he has a vision, he has a plan, has tremendous work ethic. He doesn't swing very high. You know, does get low emotionally during the good times or the bad times, and you know, especially in my first couple of years, I thought he was outstanding for me to lean on. So I put a lot of value in our professional and our personal relationship. So it's something I look forward to continue to work with him here as we move forward. Well, I think it's great what James is going through, with you know receiving the key, and it's I get a charge out of seeing our players out there on a national stage. It's kind of funny. I didn't realize they all had that much personality, but it's part of winning a Super Bowl, and that's all part of it. So you're happy with those guys. And as far as James as an individual, I think James Starks has a tremendous future in Green Bay. You could see the talent. Just from the first day he arrived, just was a very unusual situation with his medical, history coming out of college and not being able to play because he's on PUP. And I think everybody got a clean look at what he's able to do in the playoffs. So the opportunity to go through training camp and have a full year training under his belt, we definitely look for big days ahead for James Starks. I'm worried about 2011, and that's all I can really focus on. And it's nice when people say nice things about your football team, and they think you're going to do positive things for a long time. That's great, but we don't hang the newspaper articles up in the locker room and get excited about it. We understand that's the way the business works. We're a young football team. We were built this way, by design, and we'll continue to go this way. So. And that's our plan. I've already stated we believe in drafting, we believe in developing, creating competition, have a healthy locker room, and we're at that position now. So, I plan on going on a long run too. It's all part of it. So it's all in front of us. But we have to take care of business just like everybody else. Well, maybe that's why I'm not a big history buff. I'm taking it day by day, just like everybody else. I'm focused on what's in front of me, and right now that's the draft. And we need to make sure that we do our due diligence here at the combine, make sure that we have this class in order, evaluated properly, and make sure we bring another good draft class into our building. So, and we'll develop those players, and we'll come together as a football team, and then we'll move forward. So that's really about as far as I'll take it. I'll be honest with you. I'm not even going to try to attempt to talk on any of these college prospects. I'm not prepared for that yet. This is my first experience coming to combine off of a Super Bowl, so I'm a little behind in the draft prospects, especially at the quarterback's position. I mean, Dave is such a personality. His experience, he's seen it, the strength and conditioning go full circle in the National Football League. He was one of the first strength and conditioning coaches in the league. Just the ability to have the old married with the new was a tremendous asset for not only Mark Lovott, our strength and conditioning coach, but for our players. So anytime you have the ability to bring someone in with such a unique experience, he was a pioneer of strength and conditioning in the National Football League. You know, he can always give another thought, another angle to a different approach. He relates to players very well. Everybody in the building has tremendous respect for Dave Renning and his time there. And, you know, it was time for him to move on and retire, and we wish him nothing but the best. But he definitely made an impact on our program.
Coach, there's been a lot of speculation about A.J. Hawk's future with the Packers. Can you just talk about what he brought to the table this year as a leading tackler in the regular season and how you'd like to see it play out at all?
Well, A.J. Hawk's a Green Bay Packer, you know, as far as I'm concerned. And you know, you get into business situations, and you just hope they work out. You know, everybody has to, you know, take their personal side or personal view on each particular matter. But you know, as I view AJ as a football player and as a person, I mean, he's exactly what you're looking for. But there is a business side of this. You want all your players back. You know, that's how the coaches always view these type of situations. But you know, AJ, I thought, grew tremendously, you know, not only just as a player, but as a leader in our locker room this year. So I thought he had a heck of a year, and hopefully everything works out.
Mike Oakland's got a defensive coordinator, but he may have a background with Colton Moss in the area. Has there been any requests on their behalf?
You know, I'm not going to comment on speculation or so forth,
back,
but our coaching staff is intact, and I'm glad for it, so. Well, I think really the health of our secondary and the production that we got from our secondary from this year compared to last year was tremendous. And that's something that at the end of the season we had a number of injuries, and going into the playoff game, you know, it showed up in our pass defense. And that was a big factor for our football team. But, you know, the surprise of Sam Shields to come on and be the starting corner, you know, no one saw that coming. That was a tremendous bonus for us. And, you know, for Sam to accomplish what he did in his rookie season was very impressive. You know, Tremont Williams, I think everybody realizes how good of a player he really is. He had Pro Bowl numbers and played very well. And, you know, and Jared Bush to step up in that Super Bowl and go in there to, you know, play nickel, and Patrick Lee come on at the end of the season, he fighting through some injuries as the dime. And so, you know, our safety position, you know, with Nick Collins, and it just I can't say enough about Charlie Pepri. I thought that group was clearly probably made the biggest jump from year one in the defense and year two. So the production we got out of our secondary was a big plus for us. Yeah, Charles Woodson has been excellent. I mean, he's always been excellent on the field, but he's given more of himself on a daily basis. You know, not only as a team leader, but just really helping those younger guys. He's clearly probably one of the smartest, most instinctive football players that I've been around, and you can see how he's taken more of a mentoring role with the secondary. He's done a great job. Well, I have great respect for Colin, and just talking like I did earlier with AJ, you get into these type of decisions, and it's part of the, you know, the business side of it, and you like to have all your players back, and we'll just see what happens as we move forward.